Welcome to another edition of the Campus Tailgate from WGNRadio.com. I'm Dave Ennett, joined by Mike Jacobson. The second round of college football playoff rankings are out. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. But coming up this weekend, among the games in the Midwest, game in West Lafayette, which we'll have for you on WGN Radio, the Purdue Boilermakers hosting the Northwestern Wildcats. Northwestern looking for a bounce back after back-to-back losses to two of the better teams in college football, two of the top seven as far as the college football playoff rankings are concerned. First, Ohio State, and then Wisconsin last week. And now with three games to go, Northwestern still in need of two wins to become bowl eligible, but a more manageable portion of their schedule with Purdue this weekend, then a trip to Minnesota, followed by the season ender at home against Illinois. Purdue has played more competitively of late, and they gave Minnesota a battle for a while up at TCF Bank Stadium last week. But defensively, they're still struggling. And Northwestern's offense, which got controlled by Wisconsin's excellent defense last week, I think Northwestern's defense should be able to find its bearings again this week at Ross-Ade Stadium.
Well, the key for the Wildcats, at least in terms of when I've watched them and them being successful, is establishing that run as much as possible and establishing it early and often with Justin Jackson, because that opens up everything. And then it sets up the play action, and it just gets the offense in a better rhythm. If they can do that this weekend, which I expect they could against Purdue, then I think everything else kind of unfolds itself and they come out with a win. And like you said, very manageable schedule the rest of the way out, and they could end up finishing the year on a nice little winning streak heading to a potential bowl game.
Northwestern's the second least penalized team in the Big Ten, yet a holding penalty has really been devastating to them each of the last two games against Ohio State and Wisconsin to take them out of a chance to score a touchdown. In the case of Ohio State, to tie the game. In the case of Wisconsin, to take the lead. So that's something they got to get cleaned up. Their defense will be challenged by David Blough in this Purdue passing attack. He throws for over 300 yards a game. Sophomore quarterback for the Boilermakers. Got a bunch of receivers he throws to, but Northwestern's defense has faced some pretty explosive offenses, and though they've given up some yards, they've been able to hang in there against them. So this is, I think, a good chance for them to get back on track this week against Purdue. Tough assignment for Illinois. The Illini go to Camp Randall Stadium, and they're coming off a win at home over Michigan State, but a different story this week against the seventh-ranked Badgers playing at home.
Camp Randall, oof. Lovey's going to have his hands full here, but what a nice win for them last week. And that's just one of those, again, that just small little baby steps for that program. That's what it's going to take here. It's probably going to take a couple of years to get things turned around, but nice little wins like that underneath your belt. It makes your fan base feel good. It makes your team feel good. It makes the coaching staff feel good.
And a pleasure to welcome Jerry Palm from CBSSports.com. You read his bracketology during the college basketball season, and he's also got his finger on the pulse of the college football playoff selection committee. I think if anybody does, Jerry, I mean, it's kind of hard to figure out sometimes, but we've got two rankings out so far, and I know there's been a great deal of hand-wringing over that number four spot. Whether it should be Washington after Texas A&M dropped or Ohio State. But overall, do you think the committee's gotten it right?
Well, I think the top five teams are fine. I think you can debate number four right now, but number four right now doesn't really matter. You know, it's number four at the end that matters. And when you look at these top five teams, they all control their own destiny for a playoff spot. You know, number three, Michigan's going to play number five, Ohio State, at the end of the regular season. And if the winner of that game goes on to win the Big Ten, they'll be in the playoff. The loser will not. You know, assuming that Alabama, Clemson, Washington all win, you know, it's those five teams right now. And unless there's an upset, there really isn't room for anyone else.
All right. Well, of the teams that we're talking about here, who's got still the most to prove? Is it Ohio State when they play Michigan, or is it the other way around? Michigan, they have to show it against Ohio State in Columbus.
Yeah, I would actually say the team with the most to prove still is Washington, because they haven't really played a very good schedule to this point of the season. Their only game against a team of any real significance was a win at Utah a couple of weeks ago. They're going to get USC this week. That's a pretty good team. They'll get them at home. They have to go to Washington State for the Apple Cup, and that'll probably decide the division title in the Pac-12 North. But really, you know, their schedule's been pretty soft to this point. Michigan, too. But Michigan's played some good teams, but they played everybody with a pulse anyway at home. They've only played two road games, Rutgers and Michigan State, with three combined wins between them. And they'll be at Iowa this week, and Iowa at least has something of a pulse, ought to be able to put up a little bit of a fight. But really, until they go to Columbus and play Ohio State, we don't really know what Michigan is made of.
We have the top four, and it's only been 2 weeks in, as we had mentioned. But looking ahead, if there's one team that could sneak in that top four that has not been in there in the first 2 weeks, who would it be?
Well, the other teams that really can kind of make their own case would be Wisconsin in the Big Ten and Auburn in the SEC. And the reason for that is they control their destiny for league titles. You know, Wisconsin, if they can win out, they would beat either Ohio State or Michigan, who they have already played. Those are their two teams that have beaten them so far in competitive games in both cases. If Wisconsin ends up 11-2 in the Big Ten champion, they've made a pretty convincing case to be included in the playoff. And then Auburn, who's lost so far at home to Clemson and Texas A&M, and that would be the Texas A&M that had their quarterback, you know, they get a shot at Alabama. Now, they've got to go to Alabama to do it, but they control their own destiny in the SEC as well, and 11-2 Auburn, SEC champion, with a win over the number one team at the time in the country, would also make a pretty compelling case. Other than those two teams, nobody else really can do anything on their own to make a move up the rankings and possibly make a case for themselves. Now, maybe they might get help. A team like Louisville or A&M or Penn State, somebody like that might get help. But they need help that, looking at things, is probably not realistic.
Is there a scenario, Jerry, that you can see where somehow the Big Ten could get two teams into the playoff?
Well, it would have to be Ohio State beating Michigan, Michigan still being considered playoff worthy, Ohio State wins the league, and Michigan, in order to be considered playoff worthy, would need help in other places. Washington would have to fall apart. Mm-hmm. Maybe Clemson falls apart, you know, to the point where, you know, there'd be room for an 11-1 team. But even at that point, you have to wonder if Louisville wouldn't be considered a better candidate than Michigan just based on strength of schedule.
Kind of a broad view question here for you, Jerry. The college playoff football rankings compared to the old BCS system, do the positives weigh out the negatives?
I don't see this as a positive change, and I realize I'm alone in that pretty much. But to me, if you're not going to make a playoff big enough to include all the teams capable of winning the playoff, why bother? Why bother changing from the old system if you're just going to do something halfway? And that's, you know, to me, my chief complaint about this system is that it's still too small. And as long as you're looking at teams, you know, before the playoff even starts and think, you know, if this team got a chance, they could legitimately win it. I mean, you know, and you're going to see that every year. There's still going to be frustration and call for a deeper playoff.
Do you think it's just a matter of time before they eventually go to eight teams?
No. And the reason I believe that is because, you know, when they had the BCS was always four-year deals, right? And then they would review it 2 years in, and then there'd be a new four-year deal. And it was short-term thinking. For the playoff, they created a 12-year deal right off the bat. And the reason for that was because they didn't want to have to deal with this again for quite some time. Also, in that period of time, all of the major conference commissioners will likely turn over. And it would be probably, I think, the current commissioners felt that the new commissioners at that time would be better served trying to address those issues then. So I think we've got a 12-year deal. We're probably going to ride out the 12-year deal.
Let's fast forward 3 weeks, Jerry, to the Big Ten championship game at Lucas Oil Stadium. Who do you think? Will the Wisconsin Badgers overtake Nebraska and play either Michigan or Ohio State? Or even, I guess you can't even rule out Penn State at this point.
Yeah, Penn State would need Michigan to lose to someone else before losing to Ohio State, because right. Penn State won't win a tiebreaker that involves Michigan. But, Yeah, I mean, that would be quite a remarkable situation for Penn State to get in. I think it'll be Ohio State beating Wisconsin for the Big Ten championship here in a few weeks. I think the loss to Penn State kind of woke up Ohio State a little bit. They're still the most talented team. They still have the best coach in this league. And I think eventually that will rule the day.
Well, if that's anything like the first meeting up at Camp Randall, that'd be a heck of a championship game.
Yeah, that'd be epic, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be.
Wisconsin probably owes Ohio State a little bit from the championship game a couple years ago.
Yeah, that too. I'm sure they have not forgotten. Hey, Jerry, as always, we appreciate the insight and the time. Thanks for joining us.
All right, thank you.
Jerry Palm from CBSSports.com. Some of the other games around the Big Ten this weekend. A third-ranked Michigan on the road to play Iowa. It's been a tough season for the Hawkeyes. The Wolverines have been rolling. They have not just been winning. They have been winning big. Still, is some team going to catch them looking ahead to Ohio State in a couple of weeks? I just don't think so. They seem to be pretty focused, and Jim Harbaugh has been able to keep them on task week in and week out, whether it's Rutgers, no matter who they're playing, Maryland, and I would think it'll be the same this weekend against the Hawkeyes.
Yeah, and some of those throwaway games, you would think, okay, because we've seen it happen to Ohio State. We haven't seen it happen to Michigan yet, and they're going to be traveling to Kinnick Stadium, which is not the easiest stadium to play in, but Iowa has lost some games at Kinnick Stadium this year, ones that a lot of people didn't expect, Northwestern and North Dakota State. And Kirk Ferentz, that team's just been so inconsistent this year. Michigan has been consistent, so I think they do keep rolling, and I think they're going to be undefeated rolling into that Big Ten championship, or essentially the championship game for the regular season against Ohio State. So, yeah, I agree with you there.
Possible tough game this week for the 10th-ranked Penn State Nittany Lions on the road to play Indiana. Ohio State ranked 5th playing at Maryland. Number 19, Nebraska, which got demolished by Ohio State last Saturday night, now comes home and plays a Minnesota team that has put things together in midseason. Minnesota playing a lot better, and I think they're going to go into Lincoln and give Nebraska a tough game.
Looking over the Big Ten schedule for this weekend, that's the game that stood out to me the most that could be on upset alert. And the Gophers, they are starting to play better ball. They're starting to get their feet underneath them a little bit. Now, it took a little bit longer into the season than they probably wanted, but Nebraska has been faltering a little bit. They're ranked 19th now, and it's before they were in the top 10. So this is the upset pick of the week for me, and I actually think that the Gophers could actually go into Lincoln and pull this off.
As we speak, still some uncertainty about the health of the quarterback for Nebraska, Tommy Armstrong Jr., who was injured against the Buckeyes. So big week, and it should be fun. We'll come back next week and dissect it all. Once again, for Mike Jacobson, I'm Dave Ennett. Thanks for joining us for the Campus Tailgate from WGNRadio.com.